接下来是信息的时间。
Now it's time for message.
信息的题目是叫世界得知主的道路。
The topic of the message is that his ways may be known.
我简单介绍一下今天的讲员。
I'm going to quickly introduce our speaker today.
Please stand up. 对，就是讲员Aaron Larson 弟兄。
This is brother Aaron Larson.
他目前是康奈尔龙学院的研究生。
I know he's a master student at the Cornell Department of Agriculture.
他和他的妻子参加我们教会的英文堂。
He and his wife actually attended the English worship in our church.
之前他们全家在非洲的刚果做宣教士。
Prior to this, they are missionaries in Congo.
他们现在有一个两岁左右的女儿。
They have a two-year-old daughter.
但是很快要成为四口之家了。
Oh, very soon they're going to be a family of four.
好，我们下面把时间交给 Aaron.
Let's give the time to Brother Aaron.
Good morning.
大家早。
I really appreciate the opportunity to speak here at FIC this morning.
我很感谢今天有这个机会能够跟大家分享。
It's always a privilege for me to be able to speak and talk about missions.
对我来讲实在是很宝贵，能跟大家分享这个宣教。
But before I do, I'll tell you just a little bit more about my own family.
在我开始之前，我还是跟大家再稍微的介绍一下我的家庭。
As it was said, my wife and I, Michelle, we served as missionaries before this.
就像刚刚介绍的，我跟我太太 Michelle， 我们在来这个教会之前，我们是宣教士。
We were living and working in the Democratic Republic of Congo for the past 2 years.
所以在过去两年呢，我们在刚果是工作，我们也在那边生活了两年。
And while we were there, we were working at a job training center for widows and orphans.
所以我们在那边的时候呢，我们是在一个中心，专门是服侍呢寡妇跟这个孤儿的。
So now we're here at Cornell. I'm receiving further agricultural education.
现在在康奈尔大学呢，我自己就更多在多学习关于这个农业灌溉方面的事情。
And you may be asking yourselves, what does agriculture have to do with missions?
那你可能问说奇怪了，这个农业跟宣教有什么关系呢？
Right now, we're actually considering and starting to move towards going to Liberia. It's another West African country.
我们因为接下来一步呢，我们想说接下来可能会搬去这个奈比利亚，在那边做宣教。
So Congo is in Central Africa. Liberia is in Western Africa.
所以刚果呢是在非洲的中央。那我接下来要去的这个国家呢是在这个西方西边非洲的西边。
And we are to be working with an agricultural training center for pastors and church planters.
所以我们到了那个地方去之后呢，我们就要跟一个机构是专门在帮助牧师跟这些宣教士呢。在怎么样帮助当地人做农业上面的事情
，so that pastors are able to provide for themselves and their families and do the ministry that God has called them to do。
所以当地的这些牧师们呢，或者宣教士们，他们其实可以自己耕种，来奉养自己，也可以奉养教会。
So in a way, this kind of ministry, agriculture, is being used to support church planting。
所以呢，这样子的农业上面的这种事工呢，其实是在帮助当地拓展他们这个职堂的这个目标。
So that is where God seems to be leading us next.
所以这个看起来对我来讲是我们下一步要走的，神带领我们的。
But we definitely would appreciate prayer as we move forward that direction.
但是我们也非常需要大家给我们祷告，所以当我们在走下一步的时候，知道有支持。
But for this morning, we're going to be talking about missions.
但今天早上呢，我们主要重点还是在讲宣教。
And normally, I know that when we talk about missions or when we think about missions,
那平常的时候，当我们一想到宣教这两个字的时候呢
，we usually think about a select group of New Testament passages.
那我们想到的这些经文呢，通常都是从新约而来。
You're probably quite familiar with the Great Commission in Matthew 28.
所以呢，在马太福音二十八章，我们可能就马上想到这个大使命。
Where Jesus says to his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
所以耶稣进前来对他们说，天上说你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Or in Acts 1:8, when he also speaks to his disciples.
或者是在在使徒行传里面一章八节说你们必你们要到你们就必着能力。在直到地极做了见证。
And he says, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth."
他说：“你们呢，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。”
Or in the book of Romans, when Paul writes, "How can they call on the one they have not believed in?"
或者罗马书保罗这样说：“然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？”
And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？
And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
没有传道的，怎么能听见呢？
And how can anyone preach unless they are sent?
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
就如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
So these are the verses that I think most of us think about when we think about missions.
所以这个是大部分人想到宣教的时候都想到这些经文。
And it's good that we think about these.
那其实这个是好的。
They present us with a very clear and powerful mandate for world missions.
所以因为这个呢，它给我们一个这个对普世的宣教呢一个非常有力的一个命令。
What would not be right would be to think that these verses.Or more specifically, the coming of Christ represent the beginning of missions.
但是如果有偏差的话呢，是如果我们只想说这些经节是代表呢这个宣教的开始，那就有点偏差。
Rather, missions has been about ever since Genesis 3.
但是因为呢，宣教其实在创世纪第三章开始呢就有宣教。
When sin entered the world and God confronted it.
当罪恶进入这个世界，然后神必须对付这个罪恶的时候。
So ever since then, God has been engaged in His one great mission.
在从那个时候开始呢，神他就开始有一个这个宣教的目的。
Of bringing the nations back to Himself.
他就是要使万民都归向他。
So this is how I want to frame missions this morning.
所以今天早上我要跟他表达了这个宣教呢。就是中心在这里。
This idea of God bringing the nations back to Himself.
就是神把万民都归向他自己。
And this is something that God alone can do.
那这个呢，其实神一个人自己就可以做。
It's the reason that Christ came and died and was raised again.
那也就是为什么耶稣他来到这个世上，他为我们在十字架上死，他又战胜死亡。
The great part of all this is that we get to join Him in this as the church.
其中呢最棒的事情是呢，我们身为一个教会的肢体，我们也可以参与在其中。
And so when we talk about missions, that's what we're talking about, us joining Him in that.
所以当我们讲到宣教的时候呢，其实是我们来参加神他自己要做的事情。
So this morning, I'm not going to be looking at any of the verses that we've already read.
所以呢，今天早上呢，我们就不再看我们已经读过了刚刚的几段经文。
We're going to look at a passage that concerns missions, but was written hundreds of years before Christ came.
那我们要读的经要看的经文呢是我自己觉得非常重要的。那这个呢是在耶稣降生前很多年几百年就已经写好了。
So we're going to look at Psalm 67, which was read earlier.
所以呢我们要来看诗篇六十七篇，刚刚我们已经读过了。
But before we do, let's pray again.
在我们阅读之前呢，我们再一起祷告一遍。
Father, we thank you for this day.
亲爱父神，我们谢谢你赐给我们今天。
We thank you for extending your invitation to us to be in your family.
我们谢谢你邀请我们成为你家里的一份子。
For extending grace to us when we didn't deserve it.
也谢谢你，当我们在不配的时候，你把恩典赐给我们。
And for inviting us to take part in what you're doing around the world.
谢谢你邀请我们，让我们在你在世界当中所做的工上面有份。
I pray that you would speak through me now.
主耶稣，我求你今天透过我来传讲你的信息。
We know that your word is powerful.
我们知道你的话语是带有能力的。
We pray that it would take root in our lives.
我们愿意你在我们心中扎根。
And that it would work within us for your glory.
嗯，为你自己的荣耀来让我们工作。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。Amen.
So Psalm 67, this is really a psalm about missions.
所以诗篇六十七篇呢，其实是主要是在讲关于宣教的一个诗篇。
And it is a prayer for the fulfillment of the great mission of God.
那也是呢，希望能够完成神大使命的一个祷告。
And just to say it again, that goal is that the nations or the children of Adam return once again to God.
所以我们要记得这个使命的中心目的呢，是希望万民还有这个亚当的子孙都能够归向神。
That they return to the communion that God and man enjoyed in the garden.
所以他们能够回到当初在伊甸园神跟人之间和美好的和好的关系。
To the communion before sin entered the world.
也就是在罪进入这个世界之前，人跟神和好的关系。
Now I'm going to go through this passage verse by verse.
啊，所以今天这段诗篇呢，我会一句一句跟大家读。
So let's look again at verse 1.
那我们先看第一节。
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。
Now this is not the psalmist's original words.
那这些这个字句呢，不是这个诗人自己原本自己写的，不是他的。
But he is taking this from a previous book in the Bible.
啊，他是在圣经旧约里面另外一本书里面抄写出来。
It is from what is commonly known as the priestly blessing in the book of Numbers.
啊，这个在民数记里面呢，是在这个祭司的祝福当中呢写出来的。
Where the Lord said to Moses.
当这个神跟摩西说。
To instruct Aaron the high priest and his sons how to bless the people of Israel.
他告诉亚伦还有告诉他儿子怎么样祝福以色列人。
And he said, God said that the reason was so that they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them.
他说因为你这样祝福这些以色列人的话呢，那你就是奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
So we see looking at verse 1 that it is a prayer for blessing.
所以我们知道在第一节，诗篇第六节第一节里面呢，就是为祝福而祷告。
But the question that I want us to think about this morning
但是今天早上，我希望我们大家来思想一个问题
：Is what is the point of God's blessings？
那神的祝福的目的在哪里
？We ask blessings all the time。
我们常常跟神求祝福
，for ourselves and our endeavors and for others。
所以要为我们自己、为我们所做的事情、为身边的人求祝福。
And it is very good that we do。
我们这样做是很好的。
We are meant to pray in all things。
因为我们祷告就是要多方的祷告。
But why do we ask for blessings so often?
但是我们为什么经常的向神求祝福呢？
Again, what is the point of God's blessings?
也就是说，神他祝福我们的目的，他的意义在哪里呢？
As we read further in Psalm 67, we see that the blessings of God serve a great purpose.
那当我们在诗篇六七篇继续读下去，我们就知道神的祝福对我们来讲是有很大的意义的。
So reading verses 1 and 2.
所以我们把第一跟第二节一块读。
May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make His face shine upon us, that Your ways may be known on earth, Your salvation among all nations.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
So this is the point, to make God's ways known on earth and His salvation known among all nations.
所以重点就是在呢，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
And our desire should be that the world then know two things.
所以我们所可求的呢，应该是要希望世界的人知道两件事情。
We want the world to know the ways of God.
我们希望这个世界得知神的道路。
And we learn this by looking at His law and His commands to us.
所以当我们看到神赐给我们的律例跟典章的时候，我们就明白了。
We can get a good sense of the ways of God by looking at many of the reciprocal commands that are in the New Testament.
我们怎么样得知神的道路呢？我们就看看神对我们的命令是怎么样。
We know who He is when we read the commands to love one another.
所以我们呢，当我们知道神要我们彼此相爱的时候，我们就明白神是什么样子。
Or to honor one another.
或者要彼此敬重。
To live in harmony with one another.
或者彼此和谐。
To accept one another.
或者彼此接受。
And to encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
We want the world to know the ways of God and the salvation that He offers.
所以我们必须 要让世界知道神的道路，而且让万国得知神的救恩。
And we know about this salvation through the gospel and the person of Christ.
所以我们怎么样得知神的救恩呢？就是透过福音，还有透过神他自己的救赎。
So the world must look at us and know who God is.
所以世界的人见到我们就知道神是什么样子。
They must look at us and know God by how He deals with us.
因为让世界的人看到我们就知道神，因为他们知道神是怎么样对我们的。
Does He answer prayers?
神他回应祷告了吗？
Does He guide us?
他指引我们了吗？
Does He fulfill His promises to us?
他成就他的承诺了吗？
How does He desire that we live?
神他希望我们是怎么样过生活的呢？
Now in verse 2, this passage, it talks about the role of Israel in the Old Testament.
所以在第二节这边呢，他说在旧约时代，他谈到以色列人在旧约时代的角色是什么。
And it shows what God had been doing through the nation of Israel all along.
也在讲说透过以色列人，神要表现他的作为。
Now Israel was instructed to bear witness to the nations.
因为以色列人，神命令他们要对万国做见证。
To bear witness to the nations of the grace of God and invite their participation in that grace.
所以呢，以色列人他必须对万国做见证，让万国知道神的救恩，并且邀请万国人民都参与神这个宣教的事工。
And we see this throughout their history.
所以在这整个历史当中呢，我们也看得很清楚。
So when God called Abraham out of his homeland.
所以当神他呼召亚伯拉罕要离开他的本族本家的时候。
It was so that he might have a people that were set apart.
因为他要如此，所以会有一群人是神他分别为圣。
That were different from the nations around them.
那这一族人呢，跟他们周边的族人是不一样的。
When he told Abraham that all the nations of the earth will be blessed through you.
因为他说，他跟亚伯拉罕说，所有的万族都要透过你而受到祝福。
This is what he meant, salvation realized in the person of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，救赎要透过主耶稣基督才能够成就。
When he brought Israel out of bondage in Egypt.
当神他把以色列人从这个从埃及拯救出来的时候。
He did this to show that the God of Israel is real.
他如此做，所以世人能够知道神是真实的。
And strong and good and faithful.
而且是有能力，是良善，而且是信实的。
And when he gave his people his law.
所以当神给他的人民律例典章的时候。
He did it to lay his statutes and his desires upon that people.
他如此行，所以他的人民知道他的命令是如何。
That they might not fail to abide by them and to show God to the world.
所以这些人他不会违反这些命令，他也可以对世人表现神的命令是如何。
Even when Israel had to wander for 40 years in the desert.
甚至于以色列人他必须要在旷野漂流40年。
And even when they entered the promised land and yet were oppressed by the other nations.
或者是以色列人他们进入了应许之地的时候，还是被这个当地的人欺压的时候。
It was to show them that only by walking in his ways would salvation be known.
神的心意是在说除了走在神的心意当中的时候，你才能够把神的心意彰显在身边的人身上。
And that what mattered was how they responded to God.
所以重要的是呢，他们如何回应神。
And how they represented him to the world.
所以他们怎么样把神显现给周边的人看到。
I think that for us today, this verse is the cornerstone verse in this psalm.
所以呢，对我们来讲呢，这一句诗篇第二节呢，是一个非常有重要性的一节。
Because we as the church have inherited this task from Israel.
因为呢，身为一个教会的团体，我们已经从以色列人手上，我们继承了这个责任。
They were called to show God to the world.
因为以色列人他们受到呼召，他们必须要把神彰显给身边人看到。
And we have inherited that calling.
那我们也继承了这样子的呼召，我们也要如此行。
I personally feel that often I handle that responsibility the same way that Israel did.
但是我个人常常觉得说我自己也好像以前的以色列人对于神的呼召是以相同的回应。
Some days I do it well, and some days I don't.
有时候我做得很好，有时候我失败了。
And if we look at Israel's history, we know that they were hot and they were cold.
所以我们如果看以色列的历史的时候，他们也是如此，有时候成功，有时候失败。
In my life, I find that sometimes little idols or little distractions that have nothing to do with who God is.
常常在我生命当中这些跟神没有关系的这些偶像啊，或者这些这个吸引我注意力的其他的东西。
They come in and they take my focus off of this one great purpose that we have.
所以这些东西呢，它会进入我的生命中，它把我所应该要集中我注意力在神的宣教事情上面的这个事情呢，把我拿开了。
And that purpose is that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all peoples.
所以呢，我必须要做的呢，应该是让世界得知神的道路，让万国得知神的救恩。
Now remember the reason that Israel was set apart.
我们记不记得以色列人神为什么把他们分别出来呢？
Was to prove to the other nations that their God alone was real and alive.
也就是说，这些以色列人必须如此，才能够对他们身边的其他的族的人。知道说只有以色列的神才是真神。
Their God alone could send fire from the sky.
因为只有以色列的神，唯一的独一的真神呢，他可以从天上降下火来。
Or part the waters of the sea.
这个神他可以分开水海。
Or hold power over life and death.
或者他可以战胜生命跟死亡。
And God did all of these things.
以色列的神他做的所有的这事情。
It was to show the nations that their gods.
所以他的目的就是让其他的族民，让他知道他们的神。
Their gods were only wood and stone.
因为他们的神只是一些木雕的东西，或者石头雕的东西。
And that no salvation could be found in them.
在这些别神当中呢，你见不到救赎。
So as we move on to verse 3.
接下来我们到第三节。
We want to think about what happens when His ways and His salvation is made known.
我们就想要知道说，当世界知道神的道路，万国也明白神的救恩的时候，接下来会发生什么事呢？
So in verse 3 we read, May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you.
第三节就说，神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
Now this shows us God's desire not just for the people of Israel.
所以这个就告诉我们说，神对不光是以色列的心意是如此，
but His desire for all the people groups of the world.
而是他对全世界的每一个族人的心意都是如此。
And it's the prayer of a world-oriented Christian who understands the reason for missions.
所以这个呢，也就是对于普世宣教有概念的基督徒呢，都会这样子祷告。
As the pastor John Piper says, the goal of missions is worship.
这个 John Piper 这个牧师他这样讲，他说宣教的目的呢是为了要敬拜。
And even more to the point, missions exists because worship does not.
那甚至于更一针见血的呢，他说这宣教之所以存在，是因为敬拜不存在。
So in parts of the world where God's ways and God's salvation are not known.
所以呢，在世界那些地方，他们还不知道神的道路，还不知道神的救恩的时候。
Their worship does not exist.
他们的敬拜其实是不存在的。
And yet, that is not the desire of the psalmist.
那我们知道，这个不是诗人他所写这个诗篇的心意。
Instead, he wants there to be praise.
因为诗人他希望各处都有敬拜神。
And so he continues in verse 4.
所以在第四节他这样说。
May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth.
愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
Now the source of this joy that he writes about, it comes from the reign of God on earth.
所以这边万国快乐欢呼呢，是因为神他统领这个地。
For God alone rules with equity and fairness and justice.
因为神他按照公义审判万民，引导世上的国。
And when I read verse 4, it makes me think of another New Testament passage.
所以当我读到第四节的时候呢，我也想到在新约里面还有其他的经节。
When we read about God ruling with equity and guiding the nations of the earth,
当我读到说按照公义审判万民，引导世上的万国的时候，
I think of the Lord's Prayer.
我也想到主祷文，
where Christ instructs his disciples to pray this way.
所以基督他告诉他的门徒怎么样祷告。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
It is sometimes very difficult for us to imagine what that looks like.
所以有时候可能我们连想象那是什么样子都很困难。
But we know that it is a thing of joy and gladness.
但是我们知道这是欢呼喜乐的事情。
And if we look at another psalm, Psalm 72, which was written by Solomon,
那如果我们看到另外一个诗篇，诗篇72篇是所罗门王所写的。
We can see that it talks about this coming time.
所以呢，在这边我们可以知道说，这个耶稣再来是什么样子。
It paints a picture of how God will rule the people.
他也描述了神怎么样统领万国。
We don't have time to read it all right now.
所以我们今天没有时间把整篇都读了。
So I'll just read a few passages.
所以我只读其中的几篇，几节。
In verse 12, Solomon writes, "For he will deliver the needy who cry out."
在十二节他这样说，因为穷乏人呼求的时候，他要搭救。
The afflicted who have no one to help.
没有人帮助的困苦人，他也要搭救。
In verse 13, he says, "He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death."
十三节他说他要怜悯贫穷和贫寒和穷乏的人，拯救穷苦人的性命。
In verse 14 he says he will rescue them from oppression and violence.
十四节说他要救赎他们脱离欺压和强暴。
And in verse 16 he says may grain abound throughout the land.
那在十六节他说五谷必然茂盛。
In verse 17 he says May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed.
那十七节他说，他的名要存到永远，要流传如日之久。人要因他蒙福，万国要称他有福。
So the justice of Christ's rule results in harmony, prosperity, and fertility.
所以神他用正义来统领万国的时候呢，结果就是有和谐，有繁荣，还有肥沃的土壤。
And this was to be shown within the people of Israel that the other nations might see that.
所以呢，这个是在以色列民里面要彰显，所以周边的族民呢都可以看到。
And today, this is what people need to know too.
所以在今天呢也是如此。
They need to see the rule of Christ modeled in the church.
我们身边的人呢，必须要能够看到，在教会里面，我们可以看到神他的作为。
That we as the body of Christ have subjected ourselves to His authority and His rule.
所以我们身边人看到我们身为是耶稣的肢体，我们把我们自己完全献上给神，遵照神的命令。
And that is something to sing about, says the psalmist.
所以呢，这也就是这个诗人为什么还要大大的赞扬神的原因。
That is something to be joyful and to be glad about.
因为这是一件很令人欢呼、很令人快乐的事情。
So this is a prayer for God's blessing on Israel.
所以在诗篇里面呢，是诗人为以色列跟神所求的。
That the other nations might see how God treats Israel and how He guides them.
所以周边的万国呢，他们看到神如何的祝福以色列人。
That the nations might come back to Him.
当他们看到神如何祝福以色列人的时候呢，他们身边的万国都愿意归向神。
And subject themselves to His just and His rule.
也愿意把自己臣服于神的面前，让神用公义来治理他们。
And because of this, the nations will be glad.
对，因为如此的时候呢，万国都会欢呼快乐。
So much so that in verse 5, he repeats verse 3.
所以呢, 在第五节的时候呢, 他又重复像第三节一样。
He says again, may the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you.
他说神啊, 愿列邦称赞你, 愿万民都称赞你。
And in verse 6, he says, the land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us.
因为在第六节呢, 又说, 地已经出了土产, 神就是我们的神, 要赐福于我们。
So again, we see that God's blessings to us demonstrate His love.
所以我们知道说神透过祝福我们,
Not just to us, but for those who may even be outside the church.
而且不光是祝福我们, 也祝福, 我们身边的人。
The blessings of forgiveness and salvation that God gave Israel is meant to reach all the people groups of the world.
因为神他的赦罪跟他的救赎, 不光是给以色列人, 他也给以色列人身边的万国。
And so the author closes in verse 7, he says, may God bless us still so that the ends of the earth will fear him.
所以在第七节, 诗人这样子结束, 他说, 神要赐福于我们, 地的四极都要敬畏他。
And this final verse, it keeps our calling in perspective.
所以在最后这一节当中呢, 它让我们, 所承受的呼召呢, 是有定位的。
We are to live our life so that we become a blessing to all the ends of the earth.
所以呢, 我们必须要, 过一个如此的生活, 所以我们的生活可以成为我们四极的人的祝福。
Now the phrase all the ends of the earth, or talking about all of the ends of the earth, is found a lot in the Old Testament.
那在这一节里面呢, 它讲到地的四极, 那这个字句呢, 在圣经里面很多地方都出现过。
In Psalm 22, verse 27, we read, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him.
在诗篇22篇27节说, 地的四极都要想念耶和华, 并且归顺他, 列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜。
But what needs to happen before that can come about?
但是呢, 在这个发生之前, 会有什么事情发生呢?
First, the gospel must be preached to all nations.
第一, 我们知道神的, 福音必须要在对万国传扬。
And in Psalm 65, we read, you answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas.
因为在诗篇65篇第五节这样说, 拯救我们的神啊, 你必以威严秉公义应允我们, 你本是一切地极和海上远处的人所倚靠的。
We are talking about God's ways being known and visible.
也就是说神他的道理是, 要万国都知道的。
About answered prayer that evidences His blessings to us.
也就是说神他应允他自己, 他成就了他自己的应允, 这样子他的祝福在万国当中就得以显明。
And about His salvation being made known to everyone.
也就是接下来就是神的救赎在每一个人的面前都得到彰显。
As we think about this, we need to remember that our message is not just a local one.
所以当我们想到这一些讯息的时候呢, 我们就知道这个不光只是给当地的人听的,
but it's a global one.
但是这是给全球性的人听的。
Just as we need to share with others around us, maybe family or friends, about what Christ has done for us.
就像我们知道在我们身边, 对我们的家人, 传福音是非常重要。
So the ends of the earth needs to hear about who Christ is.
但是地的四极的人也非常需要听到神的福音。
So we need to come alongside God and embrace what it means to be in His family.
所以我们必须能够在神的身边, 然后必须知道怎么样才能够把人带到神的家庭当中。
That like the children of Israel, we are blessed to be a blessing.
就好像以色列人一样, 他们得到祝福, 所以他们可以祝福别人, 我们也得到祝福, 我们也可以祝福别人。
Now in closing, I want to point out, I know the ends of the earth seems like a daunting thing.
所以呢, 在结束的时候, 我想跟大家分享的是, 我们可能一想到要去地的四极, 觉得好像很可怕。
How can we make a difference?
那但是我们如何在这个, 在朝这个方向能够做一些, 贡献呢?
How can we be a church that is concerned with the ends of the earth?
我们如何身为一个当地的教会, 还是可以关心地的四极的事情呢?
I think that it starts with having a global perspective.
其实我们, 开始的时候呢, 我们就必须要有一个全球的眼光。
Knowing that God is alive and well around the world and that He's moving.
而且我们要知道我们的神是又真又活的神，而且他现在正在活动。
And yet there are so many needs.
而且我们知道在这地的四极还有许多需要的人。
So it helps to find out what those needs are.
所以我们就可以努力去明白这些人的需要在哪里。
Often we find that God has given us passions to meet some of those needs.
其实我们可能常常都会知道神已经给我们心中有一些渴求，我们能够多明白这些人需要的是什么。
We find that He has given us the skills and the talents to meet those needs.
我们也会发现神其实给我们很多的能力跟恩赐来帮助解决这些人的需要。
So we need to consider that it may be God's plan that He has chosen us to meet those specific needs.
所以我们必须要明白神他也是可以拣选我们，让我们的这些能力能够满足其他人的需要。
But if we can't, then let's support people who can.
但是如果我们自己没有办法去的话，我们就支持那些能去做的人。
And this could be missionaries or it could be nationals in other countries.
所以这些人呢，可以是支持，我们可以是支持宣教士，或者是支持一些当地在为主做工的人。
And we can support them not just financially but also through prayer and encouragement.
所以我们不光是在金钱上面支持这些人，我们也在祷告上、在鼓励上面都支持他们。
But I think most important, we need to continue to pray about how God can use us.
但是最重要的呢，我们还是必须不断的跟神祈求，让神明白我们怎么样为神使用。
How can He use the skills and the talents and the passions that He's given us?
所以我们如何使用神所赐给我们的恩赐跟才干
？To reach the ends of the earth.
利用这些来达到地的四极。
And we must also remember not to neglect.Those around us.
但是我们也要记得，真的不要忘记我们就在身边的这些人。
As we think about the ends of the earth, we can't forget just down the street.
所以当我们在关心地的四极的事情的时候，也不要忘记就在我们同一条街上的这些人。
Now, like I said, I think the most important thing is to be in prayer about how God can use us in missions.
但是我说，其实当中最主要的、根本的，还是必须要时常的祷告，求神让我们知道如何使用我们自己的才干跟恩赐。
So in closing, I want to read Psalm 67 again and then pray.
所以最后，我愿意带领大家，我再读一遍诗篇67篇，然后我们一起祷告结束。
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us.
愿神怜悯我们赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。
That your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth.
愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公义审判万民。引导世上的万国。
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us.
地已经出了土产，神就是我们的神，要赐福于我们。
God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear Him.
神要赐福于我们，地的四极都要敬畏他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, I pray that you would give us hearts to pray this psalm.
天父，愿意你赐给我们一个用这个诗篇来祷告的心。
To desire that your ways may be known on earth.
所以我们愿意你的道路是几个人都知道。
To desire that your salvation may be known by all nations.
所以万国都知道你的救恩。
To desire that you be praised and glorified among all people.
所以我们也愿意。你在万国当中得到欢呼跟称赞。
Lord, I pray that you would increase our faith.
神，我们求你真的是增加我们的信心。
To see how we can be used by you.
所以我们明白你知道如何被你所使用。
To see how we can be used by you in bringing the nations back to you.
所以我们为你所使用，把万国都带领到你的面前。
Lord, we want to join with you in what you're doing.
神啊，我们愿意与你同工，做你要做的事情。
But so often, we feel so weak.
但是我们时常觉得自己软弱。
And we feel like we don't have much to offer.
我们也常觉得自己不配，没有什么能力。
But as members of your body, Lord, we know that we're in your family for a reason.
但是神身为你的肢体，我们知道我们在你的国度当中是有原因的。
That you might show your love and your grace to us.
因为你向我们显明你自己的爱跟你的恩典。
So that we can show your love and grace to others.
所以我们也可以把你的爱跟恩典向我们身边的人显现。
Help us to be faithful in our calling, Lord.
啊，帮助我们能够在我们所受的呼召当中能够信实。
We pray that your blessing would be upon us, that we might be a blessing to others.
愿意你祝福我们，所以我们可以祝福身边的人。
In your name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， amen.
Aaron, actually we have a few more minutes, so I think it might be helpful that I interview you for a few questions.
Yeah, yeah.
我们现在还有一些时间，所以那个徐牧师想要跟Aaron 有一些对答。
I've known your father for 16 years and I have great respect for him. I know that your parents also serve as missionary in Africa. Mm-hmm. So what was your impression of Africa when you were little?
所以我认识你父亲已经差不多16年了，知道你的父母也是在非洲做宣教士。所以对你来讲呢，当你很小的时候，你对非洲有什么印象呢？
When I was little, I think I just thought that Africa was the best place in the world to be a boy.
Were you born in Africa?
I grew up there. Yeah.
我不是在非洲出生，但是我在那边长大的。我觉得非洲呢，对一个小男孩来讲呢，是一个最棒的地方。
And I think as I got older, I realized that being an adult there was a lot more difficult.
当我长大了，慢慢长大之后呢，我发现身为一个成人要住在非洲呢，比较困难。
And I realized that there were needs everywhere.
而且我发现在非洲呢，到处都有需要的人。
But I was grateful for growing up there as a child because I think it prepared me to better meet those needs when I grew up.
但是我很高兴我在非洲成长长大，因为这样子呢，我更能够明白当地人他们所需要的是什么。
But I really enjoyed being a kid there.
但是呢，我在那边成长呢，实在是很快乐。
And my parents, they had when they would give talks,
当我父母在讲道的时候,
they would have some slides that would say that Congo is for kids and their parents too.
所以呢，他们就会有一个这个一个图像，然后就上面就会写说，刚果呢是给小孩子的，然后也是给小孩子的父母的。
So I think I agree with that.
那我很同意。
I know Michelle's father is also a missionary to Taiwan, right?
Philippines.
Okay.
我知道你的太太 Michelle， 她的父亲也是去菲律宾做宣教士。
And then the two of you went to Congo to serve for 2 years.
所以你跟你的太太是在刚果做两年的宣教士。
Your first child was born in Congo, right?
Yeah. Our daughter Soleil was born actually in the neighboring country, Central African Republic.
所以呢，我们的女儿，他们的大女儿是在非洲出生的。
And you will soon have your second child.
很快你们会有第二个小孩。
Yeah, our second child will be born in the middle of May.
在五月中的时候，我们的老二就会出生，他们的老二。
Maybe during finals week.
差不多在考期期末考的时候。
And your current plan is to go back to Africa sometime this year, right?
但是你们的计划是说，应该是今年的年底，差不多某一个时候会回去非洲。
Yeah, so we will finish up I'll finish up my degree here in May.
我在五月份的时候就会毕业。
And then during the summer, we will be raising support and further developing this agricultural training center in Liberia.
所以在暑假的时候呢，我们就会筹款，为让我们将来要去的这个支持当地的牧师在农业上面有技术的这个机构来筹款。
So once we have raised support and we have put together a team, then we'll probably go to Liberia, hopefully towards the end of this year.
所以当我们暑假的筹款结束了，我们这个团队也都组织起来了，那差不多年底的时候，我们就会想要出发。
Okay. Even though some countries in Africa are pretty much developed, but compared to U.S., living condition, health issues, sanitation, even instability could be a concern for parents with little kids. So how do you and Michelle see this?
所以虽然在非洲里面有些国家已经发展得不错了，但是相对于西方国家来讲呢，这个非洲整个的这个政治的环境、这个卫生，然后整个这个生活的条件都还是相对还是差一些。所以身为父母，你自己有年幼的小孩，你们想要去非洲做宣教士有什么看法呢？
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's something that my parents had to deal with too.
这个问题问得很好，而且呢，这个也是我的父母当初他们要去做宣教士的时候，他们也必须考虑的问题。
But I think that they recognize that there's no better place to be than to be in the center of God's will.
但是他们知道说，在神他旨意的这中心的时候呢，就是最美的地方。
And I think Michelle and I we feel the same way.
所以我跟我的太太 Michelle 也是同样的感受。
We've seen how God has, even from when we were little and kids, how God has prepared us for the mission field.
因为我们在当我们很小的时候，神就已经预备我们了，让我们去做宣教的职场里面，宣教场里面做事。
And we have felt His calling to us in a very real way.
对于我们两个来讲呢，神的呼召都是非常的清楚的。
Kind of like the story of Gideon who put out the fleece to get a sign from God. I think that we did some of that, and God was definitely telling us to go.
所以神给我们的这个迹象是非常的明显的，要呼召我们去做宣教士。
And so we know that because He's sending us, He will also care for us.
因为神他差遣了我们了，我们知道神他也会帮助我们。
Every year, a lot of people come to Cornell to study, to pursue dreams and a better career, which can be very noble as well. Share with us your attitude, your mentality, your goal of coming to Cornell to study for this 1 year.
我们知道很多人他们来到康奈尔大学是要追求自己的梦想，那这个也是一个非常宝贵的梦想，是一个非常高贵的梦想。但是呢，对你自己可不可以跟我们分享一下，你来康奈尔大学，你的心态，你想要学习这个东西的这个动机是如何？
Yeah, the degree that I'm working towards is in international agriculture and rural development.
所以我现在来读的这个专业呢，是国际农业跟叫什么农村的发展的这个专业。
And we saw during our time in Congo the incredible physical needs of the people.
所以我们在刚果的时候呢，看到这些当地的人呢，他们有很多实质上面的需要。
And that there was a need both to minister spiritually but also physically.
所以在刚果做神事工的这些人，他们实质上呢也有很多需要来照顾他们自己，来照顾身边的人。
That's something that Christ did, and it.Something that we want to do as well.
所以基督他开始的这样的事工，我们也愿意参与。
But because doing development work is, it can be very difficult and complex.
所以在做帮助他们发展这个农业上面这些事工呢，可以是很复杂，也可以是很困难的。
We wanted to receive further training so that we would be able to do it well.
所以我必须要再多接受教育，多深造，这样子我才能够多帮助他们。
And Cornell was one of the few schools in the United States that has this program, so that's why we came here.
所以在美国呢，不是有很多大学都有这个专业，那 Cornell 是其中的一个大学有提供这样的专业的训练，所以我们就来了。
And I know that I'm happy, and Michelle is happy too that it's only a one-year program.
那其实对我跟我太太 Michelle 来讲，我们都很高兴，这个只是一年而已。
Pray for you.
Yes, please.
Okay,
we need to pray. Let's pray for him. Father God, we thank you for bringing Aaron and Michelle to Ithaca.
父神，我们谢谢你带领 Aaron 跟 Michelle 来到 Ithaca.
Thank you. We get to know more about missionary work through them.
谢谢你透过他们，让我们更多明白宣教的事工是如何。
We pray that you will continue to speak to us through the message that Aaron just shared with us.
我们愿意你这次透过 Aaron 给我们的这个讯息，能够继续的与我们说话。
We also pray that you give our church the opportunity to partner with Aaron and Michelle.
我们也愿意你让我们的教会能够透过 Aaron 跟 Michelle， 我们也能够参与你自己宣教的事工。
In the next month or so, Aaron will be busy preparing for final exam.
在接下来一两个月 ，Aaron 他会为做期末考来做准备。
And the second child is also coming probably in final week.
啊，他们的老二也有可能是在正在考期末考的时候就要出生。
We ask you to give them all the strength and grace they need.
我们愿意你自己赐予他们啊。增加他们的气力，也增加他们的恩赐。
We also pray for the process of fundraising during summertime.
我们也愿意求你帮助他们在暑假募款的时候来成就。
We pray that they will reach their goal smoothly.
我们也愿意你帮助他们能够达到他们的目标。
And we also ask you to continue to guide them. When they go to Africa,
我们愿意你继续在他们在非洲的时候呢，继续带领他们。
We pray that you will bless many through them.
我们真是愿意你透过他们能够祝福身边许多的人。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Aaron, brother Aaron.
Let's sing a response.
Now it's time for response.